Track 4, News. Beach crowd show their love for the Lido. Supporters of Tynmouth Lido formed a giant heart shape on the beach to show their backing for the community group bidding to take over the Lido's running. Teignbridge District Council is about to consider all the bids for the Lido and will make a decision in December. The site is up for sale on the open market and it could be redeveloped if Tynmouth Lido Community Trust bid isn't chosen. But the Save the Lido campaign is came out in force on Sunday, August the 31st, to make their feelings known. Paul Burgess of the Tynmouth Lido Community Trust said, "One thing was clear from the ages of the people there. We had three-year-olds right up to 97 and 98-year-olds. The point we want to make is that councillors have now got an opportunity to do something for everybody in Teignbridge and leave a lasting legacy. Our research shows that 99.3% of locals want the pool to remain open with a community group running it. We're asking everyone to email their local councillor and say, look, this is what we need to happen. Please keep it open. I think if they just sell it off to a private developer, people will be absolutely flabbergasted and disgusted." The Trust's bid is supported by Tynmouth Beach Surf Life Saving Club, the Friends of the River Teen and local MP Martin Wrigley, who attended the beach gathering. The campaign has also been buoyed up by strong visitor number throughout the summer, between 13 and 14,000, which is up by 20% on the last year. And Paul Burgess is confident that the Trust's plans for running the Lido would boost those numbers to around 25,000. Opening times are currently set by Teignbridge Leisure, which runs the Lido for the council, but the Trust would extend the season to 6 months and possibly also through December and November.
Groups invited to be match day mascots. Exeter City Women are inviting local community groups to become match day mascots at two upcoming Women's National League features at the county ground. The Grecians made an impressive start to their home campaign on Sunday, August the 30th, beating Lewis 3-1 in front of the home supporters. With the new season now underway, the club is offering groups of 11 or more people the chance to take part in the match day experience at one of two fixtures with support from Newton Abbott Town Council. The available fixtures are Sunday, September the 6th, 2 p.m, Exeter City Women versus Bristol Rovers, and Sunday, January the 24th, 2 p.m, Exeter City Women versus Fulham. The opportunity is open to a wide range of local organisations, including community groups, schools, sports teams, and youth organisations. It's designed to give groups the chance to enjoy a Women's National League fixture while showing their support for Exeter City Women. The FA Cup fixture is also expected to take place at the county ground on Sunday, October the 25th, although the match has yet to be officially confirmed. Further mascot opportunities could therefore become available should the fixture go ahead. Newton Abbott Town Council has displayed a long-standing role in promoting fixtures at the county ground and supporting the growth of women's football in the local community. The mascot initiative provides an opportunity for local groups to get involved with the Exeter City Women during what promises to be an exciting season while helping create a strong atmosphere for the team on home match days. Groups interested in becoming match day mascots are encouraged to contact Izzy Smith at isabelsmith@efc.co.uk for further information and details on how to get involved.
New chapter for Newton Abbott's White Hart Pub. A Newton Abbott pub is gearing up for a day of celebrations, charity fundraising and entertainment as it prepares to officially launch its new look venue this September. The White Hart will mark the occasion on Friday, September the 11th, following a major transformation costing more than £250,000. And landlady Kate Atkinson is determined that the newly refurbished pub becomes a true community hub. The launch day, beginning at midday, will feature a ribbon-cutting ceremony by the mayor, a balloon arch, scones with cream and jam, and a draw, with the day centred around raising awareness of Breast Cancer UK. There will also be a rather unusual challenge taking place in the pub garden, with a local netball team attempting to set a record before the celebrations continue into the evening. The event will officially mark the White Hart's new chapter, following extensive work by Punch Pubs and Company. The pub is now part of Punch's Unity social business unit, which has a strong emphasis on creating welcoming, community-focused pubs. For Kate, who took over the White Hart last November, that philosophy fits perfectly with her own ambitions for the venue. "It's very different between when I took it on in November and now," she said. "We have had an extensive refurbishment, and I've always wanted to have a community feel. That was my kind of drive." The refurbishment has seen the main bar refreshed, social seating areas improved, and a dedicated zone created for darts and pool. The pub has also had an upgraded audiovisual system, while two outdoor drinking areas have been enhanced. The changes are designed to make the White Hart suitable for everything from a quiet daytime visit to a busy weekend, with live sport and major sporting events also a key part of the offering. Kate says the pub has already established itself as a popular weekend destination, but she wants to build its daytime trade and encourage a wider range of customers to make use of the venue. "We're packed out on Saturdays, which is great, but we want to try and develop the daytime trade as well," she said. The weekly programme will include pool, darts leagues, bingo, karaoke, entertainment, live sport, and the Great British Pub Quiz on Thursdays, which sees teams compete against other pubs across the country. The pub is also placing emphasis on value, with its Pints for Peanuts promotion currently offering Carlsberg for 2.20 pence a pint, while the most expensive pint on the bar is £4.45. But Kate said that the biggest success is in the relationship between the pub and its regulars. "They are our bread and butter," she said. "We've got a great relationship with our locals." She says that sense of familiarity is important, with many customers known to her by name, and the pub becoming part of their wider lives. The White Hart is also working to ensure customers feel safe, particularly during its busy Friday and Saturday nights, with door staff focusing on de-escalation. "I've had some amazing compliments over the last while," Kate said. "One of the best has been that people come in and say they feel really safe." Now, with the refurbishment complete and the September launch approaching, Kate hopes the White Hart's new identity will bring even more people through its doors. It really is a community," she said. "We want people from all walks of life and all ages."
Mel Stride is replaced as Shadow Chancellor. Central Devon MP Sir Mel Stride has been ousted as Shadow Chancellor in a reshuffle by Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch earlier this week. The changes see Sir Mel, who has held the position since November 2024, replaced by the former Shadow Business Secretary Andrew Griffith MP in the Shadow Cabinet. Badenoch paid tribute to Sir Mel's work as a Shadow Chancellor, saying he helped the party rebuild economic credibility and become an effective opposition. Sir Mel has described his time in the senior Tory role as a great honour. He added, "I am now looking forward to continuing to make a real contribution to the Conservative team in Parliament and beyond to build and amplify our vision for Britain from the back benches." In a statement released on X, Mel said, "I am especially proud of the work we have done to rebuild the Conservatives' economic credibility, an issue on which we now consistently lead in the polls, and to have developed the start of a radical and deliverable plan to turn our economy round."
Police meeting gives residents chance to speak. Residents of Buckfast Lee are being invited to meet their local police team and raise concerns at an upcoming community meeting. The Talk with Your Local Police Team event will take place at Buckfast Lee Town Hall on Monday, September the 7th, from 11 a.m. to midday. The meeting gives residents an opportunity to report concerns about crime and antisocial behaviour, ask questions and seek advice on crime prevention and keeping themselves safe. People who cannot attend can still report crimes through the police website. Residents are also encouraged to take part in the local policing priorities survey, helping officers identify and focus on issues that matter most to the community. The meeting may be cancelled at short notice due to unplanned policing requirements.